Odeo, halagba jama dundeo, bajo kutu kenu edale, halagba jama dundeo.
Mr. Lagbaja, my name is Oluwa from Care Mercy Flawless, and can we know you, please?
Lagbaja, omo baba moko moko, omo ya omo mi, omo ya onipo mo.
Okay, can you tell us your real name?
Lagbaja, that's it. First name Lagbaja, last name Lagbaja, middle name Lagbaja.
But I know you as Bisade Ologunde, am I right?
Don't mind them, that's my producer's name.
Your producer's name?
Yeah. My producer, I work together in the studio. We make music together. So people call me Lagbaja. They come by that name. That's my producer. I'm Lagbaja.
So when you were born, they gave you the name Lagbaja, Lagbaja?
Lagbaja, Lagbaja.
Okay. For how long has Lagbaja been in the music industry?
I usually like to date it to when we had our first album, which was 1993.
Wow, that's so long.
It's quite a while.
And ever since you started, how many albums have you done?
Is it about 9 or 10?
Wow, that's great. And which of those albums is actually the most challenging one for you?
It's always the most recent one, you know, because like always, too many ideas you want to work on, and you find that each time you want a different approach. So each time you are recording, it's like a new way to get things done. So it becomes more challenging. Like the most recent recording, I didn't follow the last procedure. I didn't follow the same recording process. So it ends up being the most challenging. The next one too might be the most challenging because I'll probably change the method again. So each time I'm recording, it becomes a complex process because I'm learning, I'm incorporating new technology, and that's what makes it challenging.
So when did your last album came out?
2013, 200 million mumu. Yeah.
I hope say una no be one of the 200 million mumu we Lagbaja they talk about. My people, before we continue on top the program, make we listen to this song by Lagbaja. Una say they listen to Thank God It's Friday with Olufunke Mercy Flawless on Roots Radio Love.
Totam agenda, totam agenda, totam agenda, totam, 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 totam agenda, totam agenda, totam agenda, totam. All of you talking of totam are very unfair. If you are ill-informed, you are mischievous, and you are. You are. I don't know what else I can call.
No evil go far. Call them by their name. Them be 200 million moo moo.
Oh yes. All of you are fools.
Oh,
200 million fools.
200 million moo moo. Team them, suffer them, subsidy them.
Nothing goes
happen. You can do nothing. Everybody.
Nothing.
Nothing that any of you can do.
200 million.
Look, there's nothing that I have wanted that God has never given me. Except the portal. Except the portal.
No, don't worry. He goes to give you lifetime. Good people, good country. 200 million.
Bills for their mouth, sheets for their head. Match them for motor, motor. Tip them, kill them, suffer them. From their head like thunderbolt. Chop them pension, chop them stock. Chop them money, chop the oil. Subsidy them papa. Subsidy them mama too. Nothing they shock them, nothing they shame them. Praise the Lord. What do you think them go do? Suffer don't reach again. You go think them go fighting for change. As baboon they shop monkey. But what thing go happen? Nothing go happen. Now 200 million moo moo.
200 million
moo.
200 million.
Quantificate for them anyhow. Should be now you be the chairman. Chairman B.O.D. Chairman board of the Hondi. 200 million the Hondi. 200 million.
I have toyed with the idea of Potam.
Oh,
yes, I wanted Potam. Well, I have always seen it.
Nat is hidden from the Lord.
You can talk your Cock Campbell story for 200 million more. Jehovah cannot be deceived. He see everything.
This now how God they hear you, chairman.
I initiated it. And I wanted to amend the constitution.
Confession.
Yes.
Oh my Lord.
I wanted it. And I went for it.
Bam.
I left no stone unturned. But it was a failed
mission. Failed mission.
But I was my
albatross. Yes, your albatross.
It was a failed
mission.
An illegitimate act.
Illegitimate.
But I was acrimonious and very disruptive.
Confession.
And so.
Chiamma, you mean say all of us before?
All of you at first.
Including me.
Oh yes. 200 million
Donji. You go take me go vote for change.
When baboon they shop monkey.
But when thing go happen, nothing go happen.
Now 200 million more. 200 million.
Now say your people go they chop them from successor to successor. Sorting your picking set go they chop them.
Successor.
Oh yes, pass them down.
Two down. That's two down. Three down. Four down. Five down.
Pass them down. Nothing go happen. Now 200 million. Oh yeah, impress your mumus with big Oyibo name. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
That's
not right. I don't hear you.
Yes, now.
1, 2, 3.
Ito. Chirac said that to me. Tony Blair said that to me. Clinton said it to me. Bush Jr. said it to me. Japan,
wow.
They said the same thing to me. The president of World Bank, prophecy.
When all these leaders now your friend, why you no come be like them? Make this place self better.
Ngozi was telling me, Ngozi came in to do the footwork. Ngozi came in.
This Ngozi you they shout now. You know appreciate him now. No be so you come out the way I'm for foreign.
Because of your do or die politics.
You know I appreciate that now. Now you come to shout at me. Go 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 go. Oh yeah, everybody, when I say go go go, you go to say go see me. Go 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 go
go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go go
thing go have. Then go shout small for internet, write big English for paper, make him out for radio, analyze for television. But waiting go happen, nothing go happen. Now 200 million more.
Nothing go happen.
Hey, one day, your pikin go ask papa, mama, waiting happen. Waiting, do you? Where these people they shop you anyhow? Shit, you go call answer. Sorry, my picking. Abi Momo.
This is Lagbaja Omomba Bamuko Mukoma. You're listening to Roots Radio Live.
This is Mercy Flawless. Friday night on Roots. TGIF rules. TGIF rules.
Thank God it's Friday.
TGIF rules.
Roots Radio Love.com.
Well, in case you're just joining us, you are on to Thank God It's Friday with yours truly, Olufunke Mercy Flawless. I am having a one-on-one soulful conversation with Lagbaja Omo Baba Muko Muko Omo Eyao Nipomo all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. We were actually talking about his album 200 Million Mumu before we went for that short musical break. Let's listen to Lagbaja as he sheds more light on the philosophy behind 200 Million Mumu album. Welcome aboard.
Why that name? Why did you give it 200 Million Mumu? Is there a particular reason why you gave it that name?
Yeah, basically it was like I found out that, you know, over the years, I joined the bandwagon with everybody blaming the leaders. And then suddenly I discovered that it was more than the leaders. There was a problem with the followers too. And those followers are the 200 million mumu. People who have refused to understand that they have rights, that as a human being you have a right, as a Nigerian you have a right. Even though you might respect the leader for his position, for his age, you should still demand your rights. So those were the 200 million mumus.
So after you did this particular album, did you have any problem with either the masses or the government or anybody at all?
There are always problems, but nothing untoward yet, but it's always there, latent. Like when we had all the election thing going on, there were lots of noise about people complaining about calling them mumu, but they were acting like real mumus. You want to re-elect the same people that have been there for 16 years, who didn't do anything for you, you know? So it's mostly been more like controversies and arguments, nothing untoward as in physical or issue yet. So, but that's always there, latent.
So when is a new album coming out?
I don't have any right now planned for a particular date. I had intention to record on this trip initially, but it's become too tedious. There are more gigs than we planned for, so there's no space to do the recording. So no particular date right now.
So how many shows have you done so far, like since you arrived in the United States?
This is number two. We came in just about 4 days ago. So we had our first gig in Houston. Next one is tomorrow in Dallas. And we have about 15 or 16 all lined up.
How how do you feel when you go outside and the way people accept you, the way people call Lagbaja, how do you feel about it?
You feel good. You feel appreciated. And that's one thing I love about performance. In performance, you get instant response. You know they're enjoying you or they're not enjoying you. So you feel appreciated, and that helps your art, because, you know, it's like you just can't keep walking, and, you know, you don't know how it feels when, you know, people don't feel what you're doing. So you feel good.
Do you see anybody as a role model, as it is in the Nigerian world, like not only in the music world, like in Nigeria as a whole? Do you see anybody you can actually say, okay, this is my role model?
There are lots of them. My dad was one. My dad's circle of friends who really influenced me growing up. They're an incredible group of people who might not be big popular names, but they made a big impact on me. Those are great role models. And then beyond my family, my dad's generation, like Wole Soyinka, for example, is a major, I would say, major influence on my thinking. Fela was also a major influence on me. You know, lots and lots like that. I learned from a lot of people. I remember also some great teachers, you know, from primary school, from secondary school. And each time I think back, I can tell that these people really shaped my life.
RichRadioLove.com.
Just joining us, we are having an exclusive interview with Lagbaja, Omo Baba Moko Moko, Omo Iyao Nipomo, all the way from Lasgidi, Lagos, Nigeria, on Roots Radio Love. It's Thank God It's Friday with Olufunke Mercy Flawless. As we all know, no one seemed to know the true identity of the man behind the mask, called Lagbaja. Therefore, no one knows how old he is. Guess what? I took it upon myself to ask him how old he is. Here is what Lagbaja has to say about his age. So is Lagbaja very old, very young, middle age? Or how do we classify Lagbaja's age?
Lagbaja being Lagbaja is ageless. He's ageless. So as I am now, in Yoruba, they say Ongbegun is carrying masquerade. Let's put it like that. So I'm the one carrying the masquerade. But my concept is beyond this person speaking to you. I'm building an iconic image that somebody else will eventually carry. So Lagbaja is ageless.
Okay, there was a time that people were talking about Lagbaja coming off the mask, like not using the mask anymore, or probably you took off the mask for a bit and you now went back to the mask. Is that true at any point?
No, don't mind them. Just all kinds of rumors, you know. That has never happened, and it would never happen deliberately. I mean, by deliberately, I mean somebody could remove your mask, you know, which is not an easy process because I have masks under masks prepared for that, as you can see.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
So, but if it happens, it's not a deliberate thing, so it won't be my choice to do that because apart from the message of Lagbaja, which is based around the mask, there's a lot of advantage in being masked because I have my freedom. I mean, if I came here to Lola's with no mask, I will enjoy the atmosphere, I'll have fun. You know, I don't want to give up that freedom.
Do you ever take off your mask at any point in time, probably when you're home, and you don't want people to know, okay, this is Lagbaja, you just want to be yourself? Have you ever done that? Or you just go with the mask like from daybreak till sunset and all that?
Yeah, you are unmasking Lagbaja for your people, Lou.
I'm not. I'm just asking.
Well, hype, no. But truth, yes, I take it off.
Uh-huh.
You must. Or else, I may you die. Especially for that Lagos sun for afternoon. Ah, the heat too much.
So the only people who actually see you are your family, your manager,
my band.
So when you do your rehearsal, do you do it with your mask on or off?
Because it has to be like it will be on stage. But when we are doing new songs, I don't. Because sometimes we'll be there for like 6-7 hours, you know. But when it's time to perform or rehearse the performance, it must be on because we have to do the whole thing beyond just the music.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
Lagbaja, tenor saxophone. My soprano saxophone. And my bass guitar.
I mean, how many kids? How many children?
These are my kids.
I heard one of your daughters got married in 2013, if I'm right.
That was my producer's daughter.
They
always mix me up with this guy, you know. And I always keep denying him that you guys don't know there's a huge difference.
Okay, I believe you. But at least we read it in the newspaper, we read it online that your daughter got married.
Don't mind them.
Okay. Thank you, Lagbaja, for answering all my questions. And can you please give Mercy Flawless a shout out?
Flawless. Oh, you know, folks, I'm right here with Mercy Flawless. Enjoy.
Okay, one more. I have a radio show, and it's called Thank God It's Friday with Olufunke Mercy Flawless. Mercy Flawless. Yeah, I know Luakpo. And I want you to give a shout-out to the program. Thank God It's Friday with Olufunke Mercy Flawless on Roots Radio Love.
Hey, folks, you know you are on. Thank God It's Friday with Mercy Flawless, on Roots Radio.
Thank you so much, Lagbaja.
Roots Radio Love.com.
That has been Lagbaja in an exclusive interview with yours truly, Olufunke Mercy Flawless, on Thank God It's Friday. I hope you all have learned one or two things from the Mask Man. And as we bring the segment to an end, I would love to play this popular song by Lagbaja titled Konko Bilo. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Thunder. Oh, Be love. Oh. Be love.